personally. Right. I just don't think they want people knowing what's going on in their bodies because they don't make money off of people being healthy.
That's
make
true.
Money off people being sick. And I want to go and get testing done. I should have every right to go and get whatever testing I want to get done. And my doctor is supposed to be one of the key people that can help me with that. Just a quick fact, a lot of people don't know this. The thyroid doesn't produce TSH. It's actually the pituitary.
Hi, I'm Lisa Davis. So glad you're listening to Health Power. March 4th, my interview with Amber aired, where Amber Romanek and I were talking about my health. She was coaching me and counseling me the way that she does her clients. And it is so eye-opening and so fascinating. And what we're going to be doing is every other week, we're going to have her coaching me, which is going to give you a lot of ideas and interesting tips. And then she's going to take one of those topics that we talk about and expand on it in another episode. So she's with us weekly. So we're super excited. Hi, Amber.
Hi, Lisa. Thank you again for having me. How are you?
I'm okay. It's been a little rough. I've had a rough couple weeks, but I'm hanging in there. I'm having a good hair day. So now people are like, oh, I want to see. Then listen, I post a lot of clips from every interview on Instagram and TikTok at Lisa Davis MPH. I give it to the people on the show to hope they'll, you know, post them as well. Mm. And so if you want to see my hair today or see how beautiful Amber is, then you can check us out.
In
the meantime, today we're going to talk about blood work because during that March 4th interview, Amber and I talked quite a bit about blood testing. And I know when you go to your regular doctor, it can be problematic. I went to my primary care physician, who I really like a lot, and he was kind of not happy about it. Amber, what's been your experience seeing your mainstream doctor and how do you maneuver around these things?
The States is different than Canada. Our healthcare systems are different. Doesn't mean they're any better because trust me, they're not. So yeah, they're trying to ban supplements in Canada. So that's how great the country is right now. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
They don't want people to be able to take action and heal naturally. They want you to have to rely on big pharma. So with doctors, every doctor is different. And I agree. It's not necessarily that it's the doctor refusing tests because they don't want you to know what's going on with your health. That being said, if we've learned anything the past few years, I think it's that the medical system needs a lot of help and a lot of work because if I have symptoms, whether or not I have symptoms, or I'm really curious because I've been listening to a podcast or hearing my friends talk about their hormone imbalances and going in and getting testing and seeing what's going on, and I want to go and get testing done, I should have every right to go and get whatever testing I want to get done. And my doctor is supposed to be one of the key people that can help me with that.
Right.
Now, where things get different, like we said, is the insurance. Like in the States, it's going to look different than in Canada than all the other countries.
Right.
And so I know here in Canada, I live in Alberta. It's a Western province. And with Alberta Healthcare, I can go and see my doctor. Luckily, she's open-minded. She knows what kind of business I run. She's very happy about all of that. So she, every year, when I go for my physical, will order everything under the sun that I want, which is great. And it's all covered by Alberta Health. And it's not an insurance thing. This is just the way that our healthcare in Alberta works. That being said, I can have a client or a colleague want to go and get the exact same blood work done through their doctor. And the doctor gets triggered, gets upset, goes, you don't need that done. There's nothing wrong with you. You're too young to have that done. You don't look like you have that issue going on. And they'll say, oh, we can't test for that. But it's all covered through Alberta Healthcare. So it's like, so where we start to... without judgment, but it's like some doctors will be open and do it because they really have your greatest good in mind and they're great doctors and they want to help you out.
Right.
Some doctors get triggered and it's an ego thing and they're like, I don't want to do this because I'm supposed to be the god and you're supposed to only come and see me, and they get triggered and upset when someone starts to go outside of seeing the doctor.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then you have some that are told, well, that test is really expensive, so you can't get it done. And it's like, well, even if someone wants to pay for it, they still get shut down.
Right.
So there's all kinds of reactions that I get, including that you're too young, you don't have that going on, but here's the irony of it. I've had women from their 20s into their 90s, and they've all had the same imbalances. Age has nothing to do with it. It is the stress levels and all these other things that we have started to talk about and we'll get more into. And so it's unfortunate because I would say probably in my first 5 or 6 years, I was getting all my clients to go to the doctor to get the testing, and about 60 to 65% were getting shot down.
Mm.
They'd happily order a CBC, maybe the iron, and I don't know, not even vitamin D. They don't even routine test vitamin D here anymore. They're just like, everyone should just take vitamin D. It's like, no, we need to see the level to see what kind of dosage, right?
Right, right.
So once that started to happen, I'm like, I'm so tired of people going to ask for what's going on in their body and not getting that requisition or getting right. belittled. I can't tell you how many times I've had clients get belittled, get made to feel uncomfortable. The doctor gets defensive, like that is inappropriate. Like right. that is an appropriate practice. And it's really disappointing. Agree. You should hear some of the stories that I've had clients tell me about that and like
some.
Weight gain, like, well, essentially having like them projecting their claim, like, you don't know what this is for. Whoever you're working with doesn't know what they're doing. This is ridiculous. Like, I never order this. Like, you like, what are you doing coming to ask me for this? It's inappropriate. Like,
oh, right. Wow.
And then like shaming with weight and things like that, like doctors threatening that if their patients don't start losing weight, they're going to charge them a fee. Like that's
inhumane,
in my opinion. It's horrible.
No.
So when you start to hear some of these stories, it's just like, okay, what can we do to avoid you having to even go and ask if you don't feel like they're going to do it or you get shot down? And if they're, you know, not nice to you, then maybe there's a boundary to set or there's a new doctor for you to find. Because I'm like, if my right. doctor's not going to work with me, I'm going to get in a different one. And in the interview right. process, I'm going to ask them, are you going to do this for me? Because if not, I'm going to go find someone else who's more right. supportive.
Yeah, that's right? a good idea.
And
yeah.
I get it. There's loopholes. And it's true. Here in Canada, same thing. Like before I healed, I worked at a health clinic and the doctor there was very naturally minded and very open-minded. Mm-hmm. And so right. he would do all the testing for everybody. But unfortunately, what started to happen is the heads of Health Canada started to do a little digging and be sneaky and got him into some trouble, which is ridiculous.
Ooh, right.
And so he stopped doing it because he literally was getting threatened.
Oh my gosh.
I think what's really important to understand with this is it's a deep rabbit hole of like health and corruption and personally, right. I just don't think they want people knowing what's going on in their bodies because they don't make money off of people being healthy.
That's
make
true.
Money off people being sick. And I know that's a whole other conversation, but it's been an up and down. Some have no issue. Some, it's a huge fight. So that's where I right. just decided, you know what? Let's find other means
okay.
of getting this done because we need to get the answers. And out of my 10 and a half years and thousands of women getting this testing done, I've never had a woman come back with normal readings the first time. Maybe some of it's normal, but not all of it. Cortisol mm-hmm. is usually always off, whether it's too right. high or too low. 90% have a thyroid issue, and most of them have gone undetected. 40% of those have a Hashimoto's issue that has gone undetected because their doctor refused to do that test for the antibodies, which is ridiculous. Like you have this health issue going on and your doctor's right. not helping you investigate. See loads of progesterone and estrogen imbalances, especially being deficient. Mm-hmm. And the list goes on. And so if we don't see these numbers, number one,
right.
we can't properly make the proper recommendations for proper supplementation, herbs, homeopathy, foods, tea, spices, yeah. self-care. Because here's one example. Okay. Say your cortisol is off. You're going to need different recommendations if it's high versus if it's low. And
right.
so if we just blindly guess with symptoms, which I don't suggest just going on Google and trying to self-diagnose, you may start taking things that actually are going to make it worse. Or mm-hmm. when we don't have the whole picture, another example is maca. Maca is great for adrenal issues.
Right.
But if you have high estrogen, it makes your estrogen levels higher. So if you don't have the whole picture,
right?
You're by accidentally maybe messing something else out. And I know that because I did that before I knew anything right. about this. I'm like, I'm just going to go online and take these things and read this book. And like,
right.
I ended up with the high estrogen because I was taking maca for my adrenals and I didn't know. Right. And so then I started like, oh, I should probably get testing and learn about this. And obviously then got more educated on it. But those are just a couple of examples mm-hmm. of how we can oops, by accident, mess something else up if we don't know exactly what's going on. And a
right.
severe imbalance is going to need a lot more support than a minimal imbalance. Right?
right. What is your reasoning for wanting to get an antibody test again?
When because it's it can change. So there's
what's
a
that?
Huge, so it can change. So there's a huge difference between your antibodies being 300 and 50. There's a huge difference between your antibodies being 400 and 150. Right. And so when I work with women who have Hashimoto's, we want a baseline and we want a recent baseline because your antibodies may have been way more elevated years ago than what they are now. And that's going to mean a different course of recommendations. Also, we want to have a comparison so that as we work on improving your gut health, balancing your gut flora, like working on other hormone things, the nervous system, whatever other things come up, that we're going to want to be able to compare and see that that's improving. And that means you may, of course, with the decision of your doctor, be able to take less medication or be able to go on more natural support, right? Mm-hmm. It is always by the choice of the client and the doctor what they want to do. But I have had so many women be able to come off of different medications, whether it's for anxiety, thyroid issues, depression, et cetera, because they feel so much better. And why would you stay on something or such a high dose and you'll have side effects if you don't need it? So I've helped women with Hashimoto's and their antibodies are in the 300s and 400s and being able to get them down to like a 25 and a 30.
Yeah.
The body's always trying to heal. And if you are in the construct and the mindset of that, no, once you get diagnosed with something, you're going to be stuck with it forever. That's fine. But to me, that's a very limiting way to look at something, knowing our bodies are always trying to heal. And if I believe that and I take that story on, I'm never going to heal. My body's never going to heal because my cells are listening to my thoughts. My body's going, well, she's attached to this diagnosis, so I guess we're going to just have to deal with it forever. I've had women with full-blown PCS, and it fully clears up, and their doctors are like, what did you do?
Oh, that's interesting.
This shouldn't be gone.
Right.
So these are just some of the examples. And so, well, is the Hashimoto's fully gone? Well, I can't fully like prove that, but if you have normal antibodies now, and your symptoms go away, and you're feeling a lot better, right? And we can manage things with less medication, or maybe some people don't even need it at all anymore. Isn't that the win-win?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
I was confused. That's why I wanted to write. Yes, I'm sure people are hearing things from their doctors too.
Totally. Yeah. And that, it irks me when a doctor or anyone in a healthcare medical setting says, oh, you just have to deal with this for the rest of your life. Oh, yeah, once you hit past a certain age, you're just going to gain weight. Oh, yeah, there's nothing we can do. Because it is so disempowering.
Right.
To hear that, because so many people put way too much trust and faith in this one person, mm-hmm. and they don't have enough trust and faith in themselves and their own bodies because we haven't been taught how to deal with whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so then it just ends up in this place where we feel disempowered because this one person that's supposed to be the be all end all just told us there's nothing they can do. It's just, we just have to deal with it. So if you're hearing that, please try not to take it to heart and please go elsewhere. Get a second opinion. Try something more natural and holistic. Keep working with your doctor by all means. But I do not settle with those kinds of responses. And then the healing miracles that I witness are incredible. And some of the resources that I've read through, like Louise L. Hay healed cancer through healing her mindset. Like there are so many examples of people fully healing because they don't let those words become their identity.
Right. So what do you do with people who can't get it? One thing, can you still help them? Or
I've helped all my clients be able to get all the testing, so we've never had an issue.
That's great.
I have tried so many skin and hair care products, I can't even tell you. It's insane. I mean, at one point, the closet in my bathroom was full with every imaginable product. And then I found what works, and that is OneEarthBodyCare.com. I am in love with their shampoo and conditioner bars. Completely changed the game for my daughter, who had a hard time finding a good shampoo and conditioner for her hair. Their face and body is amazing. I love their day and night oil, all natural ingredients, of course, and all of this, essential oils, really great stuff. And of course, the deodorant has changed my life because I am no longer smelly. So go check them out now at OneEarthBodyCare.com.
And what are the tests that you ask everyone to get?
The tests that
depend on their issues.
Yeah, but I like to do a like full meal deal in the beginning because mm-hmm. it's funny. You think it should be based on the issues, but we shouldn't ever just go off the issues because then there might be something hidden that we wouldn't find if we didn't also test for it. So hormonally, morning cortisol is the most important first thing.
Yeah, I got to order that still.
Mm-hmm. If we don't get a morning cortisol test and you have a thyroid issue and you have all these other things going on, guess what? Usually is at the root of all the other things. Cortisol issue.
Oh, okay.
Cortisol causes thyroid issues. Cortisol causes progesterone and estrogen issues. It causes issues with depletion with vitamins, minerals, etc. So if we don't have that key core piece of the puzzle, it's hard to see everything else balanced because it's usually at the root of all the other things being off. So morning cortisol, estradiol, progesterone, sex hormones for women, testosterone, DHEA. And then we look to do thyroid. So I always like to do the TSH, which is the thyroid stimulating hormone. Just a quick fact, a lot of people don't know this. The thyroid doesn't produce TSH. It's actually the pituitary, which produces your thyroid stimulating hormone.
Interesting.
And why the cortisol is so important is because when our cortisol has been off long enough, our pituitary gland gets like overstimulated, like almost envision it's had way too much caffeine.
Yeah.
And it gets overstimulated and then it produces too much TSH. And that's what starts to cause the underactive thyroid. So again, why the cortisol test is also so important. And then so we'll do TSH, T3, T4. I have a whole panel that people usually do that includes the antibodies to rule out any kind of autoimmune.
Okay.
And just so people are clear, what happens is when the thyroid starts attacking itself in an autoimmune condition, we start to produce more of these antibodies, these thyroid antiglobulins, just in case people are wondering, well, how does that work? And if your thyroid isn't attacking itself, but you just have like a hypothyroid or underactive thyroid, which is the most common, which is where things get more sluggish, we'll usually see high TSH, low T3, T4. If your thyroid is overactive, which is very rare, but it's like revving too fast, then we'll see really low TSH, really high T3, T4, things like that.
Okay.
But the thyroid stuff is really important. And then I'll do things like vitamin B12, which is the energy vitamin, your vitamin D, so important for hormone health, mood, gut, everything, your iron and your ferritin, because it starts off with ferritin, which then breaks down and metabolizes and ends up as iron. And if your iron's good, but your ferritin's low, that can cause fatigue. And then I usually do magnesium, because if that's low, it can impact your sleep and all kinds of things. C-reactive protein. So this is a marker. It is an inflammation marker. And so ideally we're only supposed to produce this when we're sick to help us get over whatever we have. And then it goes back down. But unfortunately, and I think like everyone should be starting to get this tested if I had it my way, like after 35, because if it's elevated, it should be less than one. But if it's elevated past that and you see a 3, a 5, a 10+, you have high risk for heart issues, heart attacks, stroke, cancer, autoimmune. It significantly increases your risk for all kinds of things like that, diabetes, type 2 diabetes, because it means you have a heavily elevated inflammation in your body.
Okay.
And this is one of the key markers and warning signs that we can test for. But sadly, most people don't get it tested until after they've had the big issue, the big health scare, because it's not being routinely tested.
Right.
But that's a really important one. I find women really struggle to lose weight if they have elevated C-reactive protein because the inflammation is just so high in the body.
That'll be interesting. I did, like I said, I got them all except for the cortisol and the antibodies. So I'm excited to see what that is.
Totally. Yeah. So that's what the C-reactive protein. And then I like to do something called homocysteine. This is an amino acid and it is also produced by the body and it helps us metabolize our B12 so that we can use it. But what happens is a lot of people, including myself, actually were born with a gene mutation called MTHFR.
I've heard of that.
And so then we can produce too much homocysteine or not metabolize our B12 properly. Mm-hmm. And if we have too high of levels of homocysteine, again, you can have increased risk for all kinds of health issues, inflammation, heart, like everything. And so these are such great preventative things for us to even just get done once a year and just make sure everything is looking good. Mm-hmm. And if it's not, we can take those steps to course correct. So those are some of the main things that I like to do. For some women, I will add in like a fasting insulin, glucose, things like that. If they're suspect of a blood sugar issue or just certain symptoms they're having pertaining to that, cholesterol, right, which we can balance easily, you know, once we see if things are high. So those are the main things.
Okay. Well, what's nice is that that'll all be in the show notes. Because I think it's so if you have a doctor that's resistant, your advice would be try to find somebody else.
Try to find somebody
else. Order them online. Go to a different state.
We'll figure out a way because I want to see it because it's going to look different than it did before. Right.
Okay.
So first step, if your doctor won't do it, honestly, if you're not really a fan of your doctor, get a new one. Interview them. And in the interview, when you do the meet and greet, take your list of tests. Say, hey, I want this done. Are you willing to do this? I want a doctor who's going to support me. Right.
Okay.
I think what else is important if you go to see your doctor about this is to explain the symptoms you're having. be like, hey, you know what? I'm exhausted. I'm not sleeping well. And no, I don't want to put on a sleeping pill yet. I want to see what's going on. I'm exhausted. I'm having hair loss or my sex drive's low, my fertility, whatever. Like, but really explain that you're having symptoms that seem to correlate with things like adrenal fatigue or a thyroid issue. And you really want to see what's going on, because I find sometimes we do have to lay it on thick and we do have to explain like, hey, I'm feeling like garbage, for them to take you seriously. And if they still don't, and they go and they look at you and go, oh, you look fine, or it's in your head, you got to get someone else.
So absolutely.
Don't take those answers.
No, those are terrible.
But oftentimes I find if we have a lot of low energy, we have weight gain, we have hair loss or fertility stuff going on, or we're having trouble sleeping. These are some of the symptoms that we can bring forth and say, like, this hasn't just been happening for a couple of days. Like, it's been happening for a while and I'd really like to see what's going on. So that's the first step.
Okay.
If you still get declined, then I think you can try a different doctor. But if you get declined again, are you open to consulting with someone who can assist you with getting the testing? Now, this is where the thing is you might have to pay for it. You may have insurance that will cover it. And there are certain labs that you can provide the numbers. I can't remember what they're called, but you submit those and you get some or all of your money back. So there are a few that do that, others that don't. So, you know, first we need to see what route are you taking. You're just going to pay out of your pocket. You don't need reimbursement, or do you need it to be covered through insurance?
Right. But I would suggest. How expensive are some of these tests? That's what I was concerned about too.
Not really. I think the cortisol is like $39.
Oh, really?
Full thyroid panel, I think, is $79. And that's including the antibodies. It's not expensive. It's not a lot.
That's good. Oh, okay.
So the average amount, when I'm mentioning all those tests earlier, that's usually about $400, give or take.
Oh, that's more.
Start with certain things first. And I've had clients where I'm like, okay, if we need to pick like three or four things, this is what I suggest. We can do more later. But usually most of the women coming to me are like, I don't care. I want to feel better. Like, just tell me what I need to get done and we do it. So, so then though, here's the end game block. Now you get these results, but you don't know how to read them. Your doctor doesn't know how to read them properly or interpret properly. So now you have this information, but you're being told everything's normal, but you still feel like crap, right? So this is where I do suggest, if you're able to, regardless of how you get the information, like, maybe your doctor's awesome. Your doctor's like, ooh, you know, it's a good thing you did get this done. I am seeing like a significant change for the worse with antibodies, or your cortisol is flagging really high, and they actually pay attention to those flags, which sadly a lot of them don't. Then they may refer you to an endocrinologist. But here's the thing. I've had so many clients get referred to endocrinologists, and aside from a medication recommendation, there's nothing else.
Right.
So this is where we have to do the deeper work. Mm-hmm. Work on the inflammation, the gut health, the binge and emotional eating behaviors, the negative self-talk, the overbooked schedules, all of the things that are messing with this imbalance.
Yes.
But this is the block. The ranges for the testing are 50 to 70 years old. They don't really decipher different ranges between male and female. Men and women have very different hormonal states. How can you use the same range for every age, for both men and women? Like, it's so vague, right? Mm-hmm. And here, I think I've noticed this with the ranges in the States, the same, they're getting bigger, but in Canada, they keep making them bigger. So a few years ago, as an example, the thyroid stimulating hormone, TSH, the range was 0.5 to 3.00. Then it went to 4.00. Now it's 4.50.
Oh, okay.
And you can have underactive thyroid, hypothyroid in a 2. You could have a TSH of a 2.00, 2.75, and it's underactive because you're having all the symptoms. And I see this all the time. Mm-hmm. I was underactive in the range of 2. Okay. But if your doctor's reading through and says, oh, yeah, everything's normal, you're in the normal range, it's not this, you got to trust that gut feeling that you know you have. That's like, something doesn't feel right. I got to get a second opinion, a third opinion, go see someone else. And maybe takes a bit more of a holistic approach. The ranges are too big. Anyone I know in natural health, and some good doctors that have an open mind, are like, yeah, the ranges are way too big, and they're vague. So this is where I don't suggest just printing your copy, trying to look at the ranges and go, oh yeah, it's all in the range, so that's good. I mean, it's better than being outside the range, right? Try to actually sit down with someone who knows how to read the tests and who can properly explain to you what is going on. And then ideally that they can give you some recommendations and guidance on steps to take.
Right? Yes.
But that you actually understand, like when we see your test and everything, go through it, we might have to do two episodes because it takes time to go through everything and explain to you what's going on in your body. Why is this level high, low, or wherever it needs to be? This is what we're going to do and why. I don't rush through that. I want you to know what's going on in your body, right?
So,
So it's my explanation about that. Like, don't settle for everything's normal unless you truly trust and feel that it is. But if you're having symptoms, likely there's something going on.
Okay. Yeah, that's interesting.
I think the hard thing with me is like with my thyroid, I'm not tired. I do have energy during the day. I am sleeping well.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I'm like, I don't even know how I got diagnosed with Hashimoto's. Like, I'm kind of shocked.
Well, that's the other thing is I'm like, I want to see if you even have elevated antibodies because do you even need to be on the medication that you are?
Yeah, it's weird, right? Yeah, I don't really understand. I mean, I'm glad. My main issue is like the gas, the bloating, the food sensitivities. That to me, but I'm guessing the thyroid all connects with that.
Yes, the thyroid and the cortisol and all of these hormones connect directly to our digestive system. And so that's where we can never just assume our gut issues are just gut related or our thyroid issue is just related to the thyroid. Everything is interconnected.
Okay.
And kind of what we had talked about last week, right? When we're like, oh, your urethra and like that discomfort, but you had just felt angry. And so you don't just want to factor in it's just a physical thing. No. There's deep emotional connections to our physical symptoms. And so if we only focus on the physical, and we only change the food and we only add in supplementation, if you don't look at the emotional piece, you may also not feel relief because it may be a significant emotional thing that needs to be addressed, supported, and shifted too. So what to me, when a doctor gets defensive, it's their ego. And it's their stuff and it's got nothing to do with you and your healing.
Okay.
You have every right to know what's going on in your body. So if that's going on, then ideally we start to go elsewhere to get those answers and go and see them for the whatever things that they don't get triggered about. And if we really feel like empowered to do so, we can be like, hey, this is my health. I appreciate you asking questions, but I have a right to know what's going on in my body. And if you're not going to help me with this, I will go and find somebody else. And we can be respectful, but we can be in our power because it is your health and your body and your right to know.
Yeah.
Right? It is a human right to know. And we don't deserve to be treated that way.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, for sure.
Nobody deserves to be treated that way. That's like not good practice.
That is so true. Well, is there anything you wanted to add, Amber, on this topic? I mean, you gave us a lot of really great advice because it is hard to navigate and you get intimidated too.
I hear you. And it is. It can be a lot of information. And so I think the first step is like, if you feel that something is off with your body, trust that inkling. Your body's so smart. You're so smart. Like it's not wrong. And then I think it's like, don't give up on getting the answers. Right. If this person turns you down or says no, there's definitely going to be someone else who's going to be willing to help, who's going to advocate for you and champion and help you get those answers or help guide you in the right direction. Maybe they can't do it directly, but they may be like, hey, I know this person and they can totally help you.
Right.
So just think it's that like having that just like don't give up. Don't give up on getting the answers and don't be satisfied with everything is normal if you feel it's not.
Exactly.
Well, yeah.
Amber, how can people work with you? Give us all your information and tell us about your podcast too.
Well, thank you. Yeah. And thank you for letting me be so like feisty today. It's just important. Like I feel for the women that are trying to get the answers and can. It's frustrating. So
yes.
So if you're resonating with our conversation and you want to get answers, or maybe you have test results and you're like, I have no clue what to do with these. We can connect. You can come to amberapproved.ca. You can book a 30-minute body freedom consultation. We can talk about going on a journey, which can include support with your hormones, gut health, emotional eating, and more. Also, I talk a lot about hormone health, gut health, and beyond in the podcast, which is the No Sugar Coating podcast. So you can check that out on any podcast app. And then if you're wondering, because I've touched on emotional eating a couple of times, I know you're not really dealing with that. It's like pretty much every woman that comes to me is, and you're wondering if you're struggling.
Yeah.
I have a free quiz that I really encourage you to take because it's going to help give you insight into maybe if it's a little or a lot. And you're going to get some great podcast resources that are going to just start to help open the door to what emotional eating is and how to start dealing with it.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. I have a friend who's really struggling with that. And
I wish she would see you. It's more of a financial, she's really struggling financially, yeah. unfortunately. But boy, if she could, I would love for her to see you because she really needs help. It's really hard, you know?
It can be for sure. And I wish that everyone had the means. And this is where if you don't necessarily have the means, like what can you look for in your community, like support groups
right.
or things where you can, I know some people don't feel comfortable in a group. Mm-hmm. But even just if you could give it a shot and see if it's something that could help you. Right.
Are you a fan of Overeaters Anonymous? I'm not sure if that's what they call it anymore or, you know, that kind of.
Yeah, I've heard it.
Groups.
I mean, I think anything like that is great, right? Like it's important to get your, to share what's going on and to realize you're not the only one. To me, where I always go with any kind of support is if you're going to see that or to see someone else, are you progressing in healing? Or are you just going, talking about what you're struggling with, but it's never changing? Because ideally, we want to see progression and eventually we want to see that we overcome the behavior.
Right.
So that's what we want to just ensure is happening at some point with whatever we're.
Well, your podcast is such a great free resource, too.
Thank you. Yeah, it really is. I mean, there's almost 500 episodes now. Like I put my heart and soul into that thing.
That's great.
You want people to know they're not alone, right?
Oh, absolutely. I know it can be really a struggle. Well, you're awesome. I'm super excited about our journey.
Me too.
Keep coming back because Amber's on twice a week. And listen, you get to listen in to see her work her magic. So it's pretty cool. At any rate, I am Lisa Davis. This is Health Power. Please come back 5 days a week, maybe even six soon. I have so much great stuff coming up. I'm just like, a million days a week. I'll post like five shows a day. No, I'm joking. at any rate, everybody keep coming back. And if you want to see the clips of all of my interviews, go to Instagram and TikTok at Lisa Davis MPH, Masters of Public Health, not Miles Brower, but either way, it's MPH. And definitely check them out because it's really fun. And eventually I'm going to put the full episodes on YouTube. So I'm working on that now. But in the meantime, thanks so much.
Well, that's it for our show today. Thank you so much for listening. We appreciate you. And we would appreciate it if you could please rate and review and leave a comment because the more you engage with our podcast, the more you will find it and help other people find it wherever they listen to their podcast. So be sure to follow us. I'm at Andrea Donsky and at Naturally Savvy. And Lisa?
At Lisa Davis MPH.
Thank you so much. And please share this episode because the more you share shows you care. We'll see you next time.